says this, "I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I shall call upon him as long as I live." Hey, how is your prayer life? Are you growing in prayer, or are you retreating in prayer? Are you shrinking in your prayer life? How is your prayer life doing? Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve, and I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. And today we want to talk, especially in this first segment, about this wonderful gift that God has given every Christian. It's the gift of an open throne room. The Bible says we do not have a high priest, the Lord Jesus. We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence, with boldness, to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. God says, "Call to me." Jeremiah 33:3, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know." Jeremiah 33 has been called God's phone number. And God says, "Hey, here's my phone number, call me." Now, Moses, when he was talking to the people in the book of Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy is Moses' last words to the people. And he says in Deuteronomy 4:7, such a great verse, he said, "For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as the Lord our God whenever we call on him?" God is a God that says, if you will call on me, I will answer you. And whenever you call on me, you can know that I have inclined my ear to you. So Psalms 116, we don't know, it doesn't say who wrote it. Perhaps it was David, but it doesn't give that attribution. It just is the unnamed psalmist, but he loves the Lord. And the reason, one of the reasons, one of the many reasons, is because the Lord hears his voice and he hears his supplications, which are entreaties, earnest prayers. And he says that God, the great God of the universe, the God who spoke the worlds into existence, as Adrian Rogers says, universes just drip off his fingertips. That's how great our God is. That God has inclined his ear to me. That's amazing to think about that. The God of the universe has literally bent down and turned his head so that his ear can hear you and me. And the psalmist says, because he's done that, I'm going to call upon him as long as I live. What a privilege we have as Christians to go before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to not just come with fear and trepidation, but we can come and we can stand in his presence and we can even curl up in his lap, because the King is our dad who loves us. And we can talk to him from our heart and share our needs with him and know that he has everything we need for that burden, for that need. He says, "Hey, bring your burdens to me, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you." Now, when it comes to the subject of prayer, I think a lot of us say, "Well, I'm not very good at that. I don't do that very well." At First Baptist Texarkana, I started this years and years ago, but Saturday night prayer time, and we open up the church and we say, "Hey, from 6:30 to about 7:15, 7:30, we're just going to pray." And we mainly do it to pray for Sunday. We pray for the service. We know that James 4 says, "You have not because you ask not." So we want to ask God. We want to call to him. "Lord, show us great and mighty things that we don't know. And God, do the things that you can do." So we gather to pray. And there's not pressure for people, because I was one. Praying out loud can be a very traumatic experience, because lots of people, you know, the number one fear, I think, is public speaking. And even though prayer is not really public speaking, it's speaking out loud, and lots of folks don't want to do that. And so I always tell people, say, "Hey, you don't have to pray out loud. We're going to come and pray, and we'd love for you to pray out loud." You know, if everybody gathers to pray and nobody prays out loud, it's not, you know, it's like, "Well, why'd we come?" You could have done that at home, but we gather together and we have prayers that are voiced, and you can learn a lot listening to people pray. And one of the things that I was taught early on in my Christian life, my discipleship leader was a guy named Everett Sheffy. And he told me, he said, Jeff, he said, here's the thing when you pray. Because I was green. I'd only been a Christian for the time I met him. I'd been a Christian for probably about 6-7 months, maybe 10 months max. And he said, when you pray, don't repeat the Lord's name. You know, you hear people sometimes do that, and they say in their prayers, now, God, can you do this, God? And God, God, I'd like you, God, to do this, God, and thank you, God. And they just say it over and over. Or Father. Some people really get in that rut. They'll just say, now, Father, it's so good, Father, to talk to you, Father. And Father, we just, Father. They're just over and over and over. It's, you wouldn't do that if you're talking to another person. I mean, if I were talking to my friend Jay, I wouldn't say, now, Jay, it's good, Jay, to see you, Jay, because, Jay, you are a wonderful Jay guy, Jay. That he would say, what's wrong with you? And so don't fall into that trap in prayer. And we talk to God like we're talking to our best friend. And so think about what you're saying to him and talk to God from your heart. You've heard me say, and I've said this from the pulpit many, many times, Christianity is all about heart. What did Jesus say was the greatest commandment? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Heart is first. Jesus said to the Pharisees, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men. We don't want to give lip service to the Lord. We want to speak to him from our hearts. I remember some years ago, I was talking to a guy who was telling me that his faith was just so dry and cold and dead. And I asked him, I said, well, are you spending time with the Lord in Bible study and prayer? He said, well, no, not really in Bible study. I'm not really spending any time in the Bible, but I am praying. And so when he said he was praying, I was like, okay, how are you praying? And he said, well, I have a list of things, and I just kind of go through this and memorize things. And I didn't tell him this because I didn't want to be rude, but I immediately said to myself, oh, he's got the blah, blah, blah prayers going. You know, that's like punching a button on a tape recorder and just hit and play, and it's just you're spitting out stuff. It's spitting out words, but it's just mindless blah, blah, blah. And you think, well, I've prayed. No, you haven't. Prayer is connecting with God. Prayer is talking from your heart to the Lord. And prayer is knowing, based on Psalm 116, that the Lord hears my voice. He hears my plea. And he has inclined his ear to me. And because the great God of the universe has inclined his ear to me, well, what does that mean? Therefore, I'm going to call upon him as long as I live. What kind of a fool would I be to have a resource in the Lord that is greater than any resource anywhere in the universe, this God who has all power, all authority, and who loves me, and who says, I will answer you if you call to me. I'll show you great and mighty things, and I fail to call upon him. That would be foolish with a capital F. That would be wasting so much of what the Lord has given to me. It would be insane to not call upon him. But no doubt God looks out and you know, so many Christians, we don't pray. I think, and I'm speaking to myself because prayer is one of those areas. I was looking on my prayer list today, and one of the things I had for personal growth was to grow in prayer. Prayer is one of those things, as you've heard me say before on this program, it's simple in that a little child can do it. A little child can talk to his or her dad, and they don't have to go to seminary to do that. I mean, it's just, I'm talking to dad. And so a little child can do that, but then it's hard because the devil will fight us. And so I always encourage people, when you pray, pray God's word back to him, and prayer connects with the word of God. And so as you read prayers in the Bible, Moses was a man of prayer, Daniel, a man of prayer, Nehemiah, a man of prayer. As you read those prayers, pray those things back to God. And thank God for the things that he says about himself. The Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth. Exodus 34, such a great passage of scripture about who God is. And thank God for being like that. And thank God for hearing you and for listening to you. And remember this too, when you pray, pray specific prayers. Don't pray just general, Lord, bless Bill and bless Fred and bless Tom. Those are just so specific. It's hard to know if God answers that or not. But pray specifically about things. Bring specific needs before the Lord and pray big. There's a sign in my office that has those two words on it. Pray big. You are coming to a king. Large petitions with you bring. For his grace and power are such, no one can ever ask too much. Years ago, I ran across a sermon illustration about Alexander the Great. And Alexander the Great had a philosopher in his kingdom, in his court, who was strong on ability, but weak on financing. And he had asked the king for some financial help. And the king said, sure, I could help you financially. And he said, now go to my treasurer and let him know what you need. Well, so the philosopher went to the treasurer and said, I need $50,000, or the equivalent of $50,000 in that day and time. And the treasurer looked at him with kind of wide-eyed and said, well, I can't authorize that. I'd have to get approval from the king. And so he went to Alexander the Great. He said, this guy is asking for $50,000. And here's what Alexander the Great said. Pay the money. The philosopher has done me a singular honor. By the largeness of his request, he showed that he has understood both my wealth and my generosity. Hey, you are coming to a king. Large petitions with you bring, for his grace and power are such, no one can ever ask too much. Now, there's been much said over the years about the prayer of Jabez, and Bruce Wilkinson wrote that book that sold like hotcakes, The Prayer of Jabez, and some say, well, what is this, a magic formula to pray? No, it's not a magic formula to pray, but it is a prayer in the Bible, and one of the things about Jabez that's a wonderful prayer. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, as the scripture says, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, because I bore him with pain. The name Jabez means pain. Now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be upon me, and that you would keep me from harm, that it might not pain me. And God granted him what he requested. Here's the thing about Jabez. Jabez prayed big. God, that you would bless me, and not just a little bit, that you'd bless me indeed. And God, I want you to enlarge my territory, enlarge my border. Lord, I want to be all that I can be for you. And I know that I can't do it on my own. Lord, I need your hand upon me. And God, that you would keep me from harm, that you would keep me from evil. That's part of the Lord's prayer, the model prayer. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. And so that was the prayer of Jabez. And let me encourage you, as you pray, take the word, pray the word back to God, pray big, believe big for God. The Lord says, Genesis chapter 18, verse 14, is there anything too difficult for the Lord? And the answer from Jeremiah 32, verse 17, Ah, Lord God, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. And when we come back, we are going to have Joyce Bartholomew with us, and she is the national spokesman for Preborn, and you don't want to miss that interview, so don't go away.
American Family Radio listening family, this is Bible League International, and we've spent the last few weeks telling you about persecuted believers praying for Bibles to be able to endure and persevere in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. We told you about Pastor Roussis, whose three sons were murdered by a terrorist group that hates Christians, but rather than retaliate with violence, they invited these people to learn about Jesus. 200 have come to Christ. They need Bibles in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And in the Middle East, Pastor Yusuf and a deacon in his church were kidnapped in broad daylight. When the family could not pay the ransom, they kill the deacon, they torture Pastor Yusuf, but with conviction today, that brother can say, it's an honor to suffer for the Lord. AFR listeners, you've given so generously in recent weeks so that 9,000 Bibleist persecuted believers now have a Bible. Our goal is 16,000. So in this season of giving, at $5 a Bible, $100 sends 20, will you pray about it? And then call 800-YES-WORD, 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 or give it sendbiblesnow.org. That's sendbiblesnow.org.
Today's culture is opting for entertainment rather than biblical enlightenment. For those who resist that trend, Friends of Israel shows listeners why loving the Jewish people and supporting Israel is important to the Christian faith. Friends of Israel shares biblical truth about Israel and the Messiah and promotes solidarity with the Jewish people.
This is Chris Katulka of the Friends of Israel Today radio program, heard each weekend on this station, and here's what's happening in Israel.
Friends of Israel, Saturday afternoon at 2, here on American Family Radio.
Hey, did you hear? MoneyWise is different. It's now Faith and Finance with Rob West. Don't worry, Rob will still help build your faith while giving biblical advice about your finances. It's just a different name.
From a diversification perspective, I like a properly diversified stock and bond portfolio, especially given where the market is right now.
Faith and Finance with Rob West, weekdays at 9 a.m. Central on AFR, or catch the podcast at AFR.net.
Why won't they listen? This is Ken Ham, editor of the apologetic series of books, The New Answers Books. Have you ever been sharing your faith and had someone scoff at God's word? And how they can marvel that anyone can be foolish enough to believe the Bible? This response shouldn't surprise us. God said He's chosen foolish things to shame the wise. God's word in the gospel sound foolish to the proud because God designed it that way. So what do you do when someone scoffs, even after you've given a defense for the truth of God's word? Well, first understand why they're proud and spiritually blind. Then you should lovingly tell them the truth, that they're a sinner, and unless they repent, they'll face God's wrath. Then pray God will humble their proud heart.
There's so much more to learn to help you share your faith at AnswersRadio.com. And listen to this program again or view a transcript when you go to AnswersRadio.com.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. And we are in a campaign this week on American Family Radio and American Family Association, a campaign with an organization called Preborn. Preborn works to save lives and to lead women in crisis to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We want them to save their baby and not go down the dark, horrible road of abortion, to save their baby, but then to hear the message of Jesus Christ and His love and His grace and His forgiveness and give their heart and life to Christ. And Preborn has been doing an exceptional job with that. They've counseled over 450,000 women considering abortion, and more than 200,000 babies' lives have been saved, and more than 65,000 women have surrendered their lives to Christ as a result of this ministry that's been going on now for 16 years. So we ask you to help us. Here's our goal. We're trying to help save 4,000 babies. So $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound. And what Preborn has seen is that if the mother in crisis can see her baby on an ultrasound, the chances of her destroying that child go down considerably. And so the ultrasound is key. So $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound, and $140 provides five free ultrasounds. And so our goal as a ministry is to help save 4,000 babies. So would you please consider a gift of any size, because it all makes a difference. You can call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or you can donate online at AFR.net. Now, to tell us more about Preborn, we are privileged to be able to talk to Joyce M. Bartholomew, and she's the spokesperson and opening artist for Preborn. She loves the Lord Jesus. She's a wife and a mom and a singer and a songwriter. And so, Joyce, we welcome you to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Jeff Shreve. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Okay, so tell me, how did you get involved with Preborn?
Well, I was a former pregnancy care center counselor a long time ago, but they didn't know that. And I was singing for their, they asked me to sing for a fundraiser for them. And that's how I met the president. And then I went on tour to open for Rebecca St. James, who kind of spearheaded the concert sponsorship program. And that's how I began the entire 12 years that I've been with them, and it just kind of expanded. And it was very small at the time. It was a very, very tiny operation, very little funding. But we just did it because we felt called to do it, even though it was very hard because it was under Obama's administration, particularly at that time.
Right. So the ministry has been around for 16 years. You've been with them for 12 years. So you've seen it really, really grow and expand. Where is the headquarters of Preborn?
Indiana. They have.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. And so tell us how Preborn works. How do you help the ladies? How do you even get in contact with those women in crisis?
We are helping them by having the centers provide these free ultrasounds for these girls and women who come in seeking an abortion. And because Roe v. Wade has been overturned, a lot of places are becoming abortion sanctuary states. 24 states still have not banned abortion. And so we're moving in a good direction, but what they're doing is they're saying, come over here and have abortions and have a vacation, and we'll pay for everything, like California is doing with Newsom's doing that. So what's kind of changing is that it's not over. So a lot of people have thought it's over, but they've become very aggressive in their chemical pill abortions, going online, telehealth. Now it's allowed. The CVS can carry. You can get an abortion.
Uh-oh. Well, we lost Joyce, and so Randy will work to get her back. But just so that you know, abortion has killed. It's the leading cause of death in the United States and in the world. We've seen over 63 million babies' lives tragically murdered in the womb since Roe v. Wade. And as Joyce was saying, with the abortion pill now being made accessible in pharmacies, that accounts for over 50% of all abortions. So just because the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, that doesn't mean that the battle for life is over, because the devil is not going to give up on that. You know, it's interesting in the scripture. You have Pharaoh in the book of Exodus. What does he want to do? Kill all the baby boys. The Jews are multiplying too quickly. Kill all the baby boys. What do you have at the beginning of the New Testament with King Herod? Go into Bethlehem. Kill every baby boy 2 years old and under. Kill the babies. What do you have in the idolatry in Israel? They would sacrifice their sons and daughters in the fire to the evil pagan deity Molech, and it's a god that had his hands outstretched, this idol with the hands outstretched, and they would put fire in the belly, and they would put their babies on those outstretched arms, and they would offer their sons and their daughters in the fire. And it was an abomination to the nth degree to God. And that's one of the reasons God brought destruction on his ancient people, is because they participated in the worship of Molech. And so terrible, horrible sin, the sin of abortion. And we've talked about that on this program before. And one of our dear employees From His Heart, Megan Cook. She shared about her experience and the grace and the mercy and the forgiveness she found in the Lord, and she uses her testimony to let other moms in crisis know, choose life. You always want to choose life. And so that's an opportunity that we have before us today to partner with an organization like Preborn. It's not this massive organization, as Joyce was saying before we lost her. The organization started out very small, but it was making a difference. And the Bible says, don't despise small beginnings. And so they had a small beginning. They've only been around 16 years. But in those 16 years, they've counseled 450,000 women considering abortions, and they've seen 200,000 of those women say, I'm not going to have an abortion, and 65,000 give their lives to Christ as a result of that ministry. So I want to just encourage you to join me and join me and my wife as we give to this cause. We want to help American Family Radio reach that goal of saving 4,000 babies. So $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound. $140 provides five free ultrasounds. But whatever you can give, if you say, well, I can't give that, $5, $10, $20, whatever it is, we can all pool our money, put it together, and save lives. So, well, I am disappointed that we didn't get to talk to Joyce more, but we wish her all the best, and we thank her for her ministry. Well, we're going to open up the phone lines. The number to call is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. We began the program talking about prayer, and prayer is one of the things that God gives us in the Christian life that is of infinite value, that we can link our nothingness with God's almighty power, that we can call upon Him because He has inclined His ear to us, and we can know that we're calling upon the God who can do anything, and there is no limit. Is anything too difficult for the Lord? And the answer is no. God can do anything. And here's the wonderful, wonderful truth about God. He specializes in hopeless causes, in impossible situations. The Lord purposely, as you read in the scripture, the Lord purposely moves His people into impossible situations so that He can do a miracle in an impossible situation and get all the glory. And people say, wow, there is a God in Israel, because how else did this happen? You know, when David, the young David, went up against Goliath, everybody was afraid of Goliath, 9 foot, 9 inch tall Goliath. And here's little David, probably 15 years old, peach fuzz on his chin. He's got a sling, and he's got a stick that he uses to beat dogs with. And when they were coming after the sheep, he would beat the dogs. As one pastor called it, a dog whopper. He's got a sling and a dog whopper. And he goes up against Goliath. And Goliath curses him and says, come here, little boy, I'm going to break you up in pieces. I'm going to feed you to the pigeons. And David said, no, I'm going to break you up in pieces, and I'm going to feed you to the pigeons, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Why is God allowing this battle to take place? It's such a mismatch, so that people would know there is a God in Israel. Why has God allowed the things to happen in your life that have happened? Why did He put you in such a difficult situation? It's to show that He is the God who can do anything. Well, I just got word Joyce came back. Hey, Joyce, welcome back to the program. Maybe it was premature. Is she back, Randy?
Yes, hello?
Oh, there she is. Hey, Joyce.
Oh, yes. Hi, I'm so sorry about the phone dropping. The opal sometimes on my phone. I don't know.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. So I was just letting the listeners know how they can partner with us to help Preborn. And so as I was saying, as we were talking before you dropped out, so you've been involved with them for 12 years. What have you seen during those 12 years, and how has the ministry grown?
It has grown incredibly.
It's just by the grace of God, it has gone from hardly anybody providing free ultrasounds and everybody being disjointed to now having 84 network clinics, and then we're affiliated with hundreds across the country. There's 2,500 centers in the country, and hundreds we have helped with free ultrasound machines, grants, training for evangelism, and it has really expanded and become national and more connected. And we are the biggest competitor to Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry. We provide all the free ultrasounds in many cities, metro cities, and it has been an incredible, incredible answer to God, answer from God. I'm so grateful to be able to be a part of something where I know His heart is breaking.
Amen. Well, I heard you talk to Jenna just a little bit ago, and that you hear from the left, well, we're the party of science and all that stuff, but the abortion providers, they don't want their patients, their customers, to see their baby on an ultrasound, do they?
No, they absolutely do not. They do not want you to see the baby on an ultrasound because they know for sure you will choose life. 80% of the time. They know it. In fact, they prevent them in those abortion surgeries, and they're very dangerous surgeries to the woman. They will not allow them to see the screen. And they don't call it a baby either. Never, ever, ever call it a baby, even though they know it is a baby.
Right. Now, I remember seeing the movie Unplanned, Abby Johnson's movie, and when they show that on the screen of an abortion, it's just chilling to see that.
Yes. It's gut-wrenching. It's just heartbreaking.
But that's what changed her life and changed her whole outlook on everything. And she was the abortion provider. And so how did Joyce, when you talk to the women that are in this crisis, are they reluctant to have an ultrasound, or are they wanting to do that? What's kind of their mindset?
They're wanting to have an ultrasound because it's first free, and second, they're curious and they figure there's no harm. I'm not going to have any pain. It's not a painful procedure. And they just want to see and they want to know. So it's almost like all the time, I would say 99%, they will for sure either come back and do it or at that moment do it. They want to have an ultrasound. And it is the most powerful tool that we have in showing them that this is their baby. It's a human being. This is a real person.
Well, I would imagine there are a lot of tears from those moms when they see their child.
They always, almost always cry, especially if they've been staunch on having an abortion. They almost always cry because that heartbeat shows them this is life. Only something that is alive can have a heartbeat. And that boom, 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 it's very fast. They can't get overhearing it. And they always have an emotional connection to their baby and a spiritual connection. It's just a maternal connection God has created in the women when they hear this and see this.
Mm. That's wonderful. Well, in the last, we have about a minute and a half left, Joyce. How would you encourage people to get involved?
I would say the $28 for a free ultrasound is very important for us because we are privately funded. We are not federally funded at all, like Planned Parenthood is. And it really offsets the cost for us as we also provide other means from donors. And it just helps incredibly for these centers. They feel encouraged when we say these have been paid for by listeners. They are extremely encouraged as well. Or $140 for 5 ultrasounds, or if you can't do that, they're just praying. Praying is just so powerful.
Now, how many ultrasound machines does Preborn have?
Right now we have a wait list of I think there's 10 on a wait list, but we're getting them discounted for $15,000 for a brand new one because we do such bulk. So if someone feels convicted to provide a free ultrasound machine, that would be incredible too.
Yes. Amen. Well, Joyce, thank you for coming on today, and God bless you for your ministry, and thank you for your stand for life. And so we hope to To meet that goal and partner with Preborn and save the lives of 4,000 babies. You're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. When we come back, the phone lines will be open, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Give me a call, and let's talk.
Dear 1 million moms, I've always thought that maybe your organization was making a mountain out of a molehill. But today, I cannot believe what I just saw on my TV.
Concerned about the trash flowing into your home through today's media that simply will not censor itself? Make your voice heard. If you see trash in the media, tell us. Use the Submit Trash button at 1millionmoms.com. That's 1millionmoms.com. And thanks.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
AFA believes that all men and women, whether in private or public, should be free to exercise their faith without hindrance from the government.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. Watching your hard-earned dollars fly out the window on healthcare costs is so frustrating. But here's some great news. If you missed the December 7th deadline for open enrollment, it's not too late. Here's something that can really help. It's MediShare 65 Plus. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. It's people who encourage and pray for each other, too. MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. Plus, it's easy. You can use any Medicare-approved doctor or get 24/7 telehealth access from the comfort of your home. So worth looking into. MediShare 65 Plus is open for enrollment. And if you join right now, before January 31st, your second month will be free. So don't miss this chance. Call 833-45-BIBLE. That's 833-45-BIBLE. 833-45-BIBLE.
Judy Goodell and her husband set up a charitable gift annuity through the AFA Foundation.
What we love about it is that it represents stewardship principles that we feel strongly about. So we got very, very excited about this opportunity.
With a charitable gift annuity through the AFA Foundation, an AFA supporter can guarantee a permanent monthly income, as well as supporting the American Family Association for years to come.
We do feel convicted about really praying about all that God has really blessed us with. And so many people we know just want to leave it all to their kids. And we know the danger of that. And so we just are really just trying to pray through it. And God gave us great confirmation as we prayed that this would be a good use of the Lord's money.
Find out if a charitable gift annuity is right for you at 800-326-4543, extension 345, or email foundation@afa.net.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. Well, we've been talking about prayer, and we've been talking about the evils of abortion and how we can make a difference through our prayers and through our giving as we do what the Scripture says to do, stand in the gap for the land so that the Lord wouldn't destroy it. Ezekiel 22:30 is that passage of Scripture where the Lord says, I search for a man among them who would stand in the gap for the land, that I wouldn't destroy it, and I found no one. Therefore, his wrath was coming in. That's our theme as a church this year, standing in the gap. And I think that as we get closer and closer to the return of Christ, that God is putting it on the hearts of his people that we need to be praying and we need to be standing up, speaking the truth in love. As the old song says, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. And God has called us to be faithful soldiers. We're in the Lord's army. And as Paul told Timothy, suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Well, the phone lines are open, 888-589-8840. And we have Samantha on the line in Georgia. Samantha, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm going to be a little shaken on the phone talking about this, but I am a survivor of abortion. I like to say it that way. I actually had 3 abortions when I was younger, and I find, as I talk to many women who have been through this, they often have had multiple abortions, so they may not share that fact. I think that it's just kind of something that comes along with it. Once it's happened once, a lot of these people are broken, and they come from broken backgrounds. And yes, while we can pray for these people, we can definitely always show them love. I feel like the Lord says love covers a multitude of sins. And I'm now saved, and I now have 3 beautiful children. And, you know, I'm very thankful that I was able to do that. And, of course, I do feel like I'm forgiven. I've asked for forgiveness, and I know that the Lord forgives me. But I try to be honest so that I can help other women and not be ashamed of, you know, what I went through and my brokenness. But I do think that giving to the ministry so that these women can have ultrasounds is a huge help. Nothing like that was offered to me when I went through Planned Parenthood. And even some of the Christian people that were in place there were just not very good at just not being judgmental and showing love and, you know, offer, maybe asking questions, you know, what is it that makes you think that you can't do this? You know, and offering some solutions, even if it's just advice and just, you know, love, truly loving those people and their brokenness.
Mm-hmm. How long ago?
I wanted to share that this morning.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing that, Samantha. How long ago did that happen for you, those 3? Has this been a long time ago?
It's been 10 years since the last time. So, and they were spread out. The first one, I was 15. The other, I was 21, and then 28. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what was your experience like at Planned Parenthood?
Like I said, there was just a lot of judgment. There was someone there that was a Christian that was, I guess, placed there. I remember she showed me a pamphlet, and she just talked to me about how, you know, there would be many that would come. There would be, you know, many that would fall off of this cliff, and only a few that would, like, come to the Lord. And I feel like, you know, there's so much more, you know, to that, to the Lord than that. And honestly, in my experience with God, I was really blessed to have a radical experience where I was saved, you know, where I feel like I was taken up spiritually to heaven, and the Lord called me over to Him, and I just flew to Him because I knew that that was what I've been missing in my life. And so,
oh, that's wonderful.
He just showed me where He had always been there, and He had never turned His back on me. So, I think that is just our God. He's just pure love, and He loves us all. And He knows how hard it is here on this earth in the war that, you know, you were talking about that we're in right now. There's a lot of things in this world that are broken. And, you know, unless you're a really strong Christian and you've had that your whole life and you just understand who the Lord really is, it can be really hard to navigate.
Yeah. Samantha, do you think it would have made a big difference for you way back when you were 15 and 21 and 28 if you had seen your baby on an ultrasound?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it would have made a huge difference, that and just having, you know, like I said, someone that, you know, truly understood the love and compassion of Christ, and they were able to explain to me even just faith, like understanding, you know, that the Lord is a provider. And sometimes, you know, our ways, you know, are not as great as His ways, and our thoughts are not as great as His thoughts, that, you know, we don't understand how He provides for us no matter what, but He always does. Especially if He knits a baby in your womb, like, He's going to provide for you, even though it doesn't seem that way at the time.
Yes. Well, I appreciate, Samantha, you calling in, and I appreciate you sharing your testimony and being willing to just be honest about that. And here, the great news with the Lord is that no matter when we started From His Heart Ministries, this was our mission, you know, no matter how badly you may have sinned and blown it, God still loves you. He still has a plan for your life. He doesn't write you off and doesn't say, get out of here, I'm done with you. He You know, the whole prodigal son story, when the prodigal came to his senses, he's at the pigsty wanting to eat the pig slop. And then it says he came to his senses and he said, wait a minute. He said, my father's hired men, they don't eat pig slop. He said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get up and go to my father and say, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men. And he got up and left the pigsty. And when he went to his father, to the shock of the Pharisees, as Jesus told the story for their benefit, the father didn't shun him. He didn't say, get out of here. He didn't say, I'm done with you, boy. He didn't say, you've made your bed, now sleep in it. He ran to him. He embraced him. He kissed his neck repeatedly. He put a robe on his back, a ring on his finger, shoes on his feet, and he threw a party because he said, my son was dead and has come back to life. And so, Samantha, you have a great testimony, and may God use you in the lives of ladies, especially those who are in crisis pregnancy, because you know exactly what they're going through. And, you know, God doesn't waste a hurt, and he doesn't waste an experience that we can use to help somebody else. So thank you for calling in today, and thank you for being willing to share, and may God use you in great ways. Well, the phone lines are open, 888-589-8840, and I'd love to talk to you about this subject, about abortion, about prayer. One of the things about prayer, Jesus said in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, now he was telling them a parable to show that at all times they ought to pray and not to lose heart, not to give up, not to throw in the towel. I think for a lot of us, when it comes to praying about things, we give up because we want God to just, bam, just answer us. We want a microwave God. You know, you pop in your prayer request like popcorn in a microwave, and you say a few things for a minute or two, and then boom, out comes your answer. And God, you know, here's your new job, here's this promotion, here's your baby all better, here's your infertility problem gone. We want things like that. Well, it doesn't work that way. And so Jesus told parables that we need to persist in prayer. And some have asked the question, well, why does it take God so long to answer? You know, in Luke 18, he tells about the widow who kept coming to the wicked judge and saying, give me legal protection from my adversary, from my opponent. And the judge didn't want to do it. He was unwilling. He said, I don't respect man. I don't fear God. I'm not going to do anything for this lady. She can't grease my palm. She can't help me in any way. And it says, for a while he was unwilling, but afterward he said to himself, even though I do not fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will give her legal protection. Otherwise, by coming, continually coming, she will wear me out. And Jesus said, hey, hear what the unrighteous judge said. He said, now, will not God, who's not an unrighteous judge, who's not an indifferent judge, God who is a righteous judge, God who loves his children, will not God bring about justice for his elect who cry to him day and night? And will he delay long over them? I tell you that he will bring about justice for them speedily, quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Will he find people praying when he comes? And one of the reasons that God seems slow from our perspective to answer prayer is that the main goal for God is for us to draw near to him. And if God just answered bam, 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 like a microwave, many of us, we wouldn't spend much time with God. And so what does God long for? He longs for us to marinate in his presence. And, you know, the Lord tells us to seek his face, not to seek his hand. When we seek his face, that means the Lord, that says to the Lord, Lord, I want you more than I want what you can do for me. Because in your presence is fullness of joy, and in your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. As for me, the nearness of God is my good. And God wants us to draw near to him and to marinate in his presence. Moses did that. And as he would speak with God, the skin of his face would start to shine as the glory of God was evident on his face. Well, we have Curly on the line from Oklahoma. Curly, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good,
Go ahead.
I just want to send a prayer out.
Okay.
Just for my sons, my wife, and my family.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You can you turn your radio down, Curly?
It's Curry.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. If you turn your radio down, we can hear you.
Yes, sir. It's down.
Okay. So what do you need us to pray for?
My son, he kind of like ran away a little bit. I'm trying to, you know, pray for him. And my son, I would just like the family in general.
Okay. And your name is Curry or Curly?
Curry.
Curry, okay. Well, we can definitely pray for you, Curry, and that God would minister to your family and minister to your needs. And so let me do that right now. Father in heaven, I thank you for Curry. I thank you for him calling in. And Lord, you know everything going on in his life. You know everything going on in his family and with his son. And so I ask you to just, Lord, minister very specifically to his need and to their needs as a family. And God, we know that you're able, that there's nothing too difficult for you. And so I pray that their hearts would just be soft and tender and that they would be right in the middle of your will. And Lord, for any rebellion that might be in the family, that you would bring that to an end, and you'd bring any prodigals that are at the pigsty, you'd bring them back to you so that they could feel your embrace and your plan for their lives. Lord, we thank you that you are good always. We thank you that there's nothing too difficult for you. We thank you that we can trust you no matter what. And we ask your hand of blessing to be on Curry's life and family. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, my friend. Well, this is Real Truth for Today, and it is wonderful to know, as we've been talking about prayers, we've been talking about the issue of abortion, it's wonderful to know that God hears us as we pray. And, you know, we want you to give to and join us as we work with preborn. But as Joyce said, maybe you can't give right now. Maybe it's just not in the budget for you to do that, but you can pray. And as you pray for those who are in crisis pregnancy, and as you get involved, you know, your crisis pregnancy center would love to have you get involved, help with whatever they have going on, and learn how to counsel women. And for those who have had an abortion, as our last caller just called in, you can use that terrible, horrible experience. You can use it as you give it to the Lord. He can use it, rather, for good, to help somebody else. So consider that. Consider a gift to preborn. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or you can donate online at AFR.net. $28 for one ultrasound to stop an abortion. $140 provides 5 free ultrasounds to stop 5 women from aborting their unborn child. Well, thank you for listening today to Real Truth for Today. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Go out, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you and how he's had mercy on you, and God will use you as his witness. God bless.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.